New life for Christmas trees after the holidays. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. That real Christmas tree you're taking down could have many purposes after the holidays. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
10 years ago, those trees got picked up and put into the garbage dump, and that was it, but not today.
There are recycling programs in every major city, most smaller cities, counties.
That's Buzz Warren, a tree grower from just outside Kansas City, also one of the recycling point people for the National Christmas Tree Association. He says this year about 93% of all the Christmas trees are going to be recycled in some way.
A lot of those may have been picked up by the city or the county or some general refuse collection. Those trees are recycled. They're chipped, they're used as mulch, walking and running paths, erosion control.
And also, Buzz Warren says thousands of trees are used for fish habitat.
Personally, I have a number of trees that are recycled every year by a group outside of Kansas City that take these trees and they put weights on them and they sink them in lakes, and it improves the habitat for fish.
And if you just can't bear to part with that tree just yet, you can simply put that tree out in your backyard, use it as a bird feeder. It will attract lots of birds. Now, one tradition that some families have is to make a kind of ceremony or tradition of burning their tree in the fireplace as a 12th night celebration, but one expert says don't do it. Kansas State University Extension Forester Charles Barden says there are two good reasons. First,
fresh evergreens, conifers, pines, and spruces and firs have a lot of pitch, a lot of resin in the wood, and they can cause some basic fireworks when they're burning in the fireplace and can throw some hot sparks across the room, even a burning ember, and that could be a fire hazard.
Also, those embers from that tree can sometimes shoot right up the chimney and land on yours or someone else's roof. So those are a few things you should do, and one thing you shouldn't do with that Christmas tree. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And for more information, go to realchristmastrees.org. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.